All right. So, I ain't going to have time to do a bunch of scripture reading tonight, all right? And so we're going to have to do it a little different than what we have in the past. You can take your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter number 12, and that's where we'll end up. I wanted to start off in Romans 5, but I wanted to read a good bit. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that, but we'll get it figured out. But I was thinking, once again, I wanted to do something along the lines of Christmas. And so anyhow, I was thinking about our Americanized Christmas, I guess, if you will, and how we go about and how we treat Christmas. And I was thinking about gift giving. I need somebody to say amen. Y'all know that's what you've been taught from the time you was born. I mean, most of us have been taught you give gifts on Christmas Day. Now, for some of us, that was the only time we got gifts. Okay, there's three of y'all in here, all right? Maybe the rest of y'all were a lot more well off than we were. But, like, if you wanted a new pair of pants, the ones you were wearing had to last you to Christmas, all right? Is everybody with me on that? Now, are we together now, all right? And so it wasn't one of them things where we just go out and go shopping and had Target cards and Kohl's cards and all these other stuff, all right? Christmas was a special time of year because Christmas around our house was the only time that we got gifts, all right? And we've kind of grown up with that mentality, and we have that mentality that Christmas is about giving. It's about gifts. I'm supposed to give a gift. We have parties. How many of y'all had Christmas parties somewhere, some form or fashion? Y'all raise your hand if you had one, all right? Maybe it was at work. Maybe it was some other thing, but you had some type of Christmas party. Maybe you got one coming up, but we all go through the Christmas parties. We had one recently, and I wanted to tell y'all about our games and some of the, no, I'm just kidding. All right, so anyhow, I was thinking about our gifts. I was thinking, and I'm still bitter about this, all right? So a couple years ago, and we get together and we have a little Christmas party, and we got together and had this Christmas party, and the guys bring a gift and the girls bring a gift. Everybody know how that works, right? And then you get your gift, you open it up, and somebody can steal it. I don't like that. I ain't never like a thief anyhow, all right? I need somebody to say amen. And I purposely don't wear my gun to that party because it gets kind of dicey in there when somebody comes up wanting something that you really like, right? But this particular year, and I won't mention no names, but they're cowards. But anyhow, this particular year, we had all of our gifts and everything else, and I had this gift that I wanted. Man, I was excited about it, and Jesse wanted it. Well, Jesse had already used up his little steel or whatever, so, I mean, I was safe, but there was a problem. His wife still had a steel. And so, somehow or another, I'm not real sure how this worked out, but somehow or another, she got the man's gift, and I ended up with a woman's cup and an altar card. Is everybody all right? I'm not real sure what Ulta is, but I tell you this, I ain't going in there, all right? And don't laugh, because I could have brought it in here and auctioned it off, and some of y'all would have paid a ridiculous amount for that $10 card or whatever it was. But anyhow, I've been bitter about that thing. I really have. I've been bitter about it for quite some time. So we changed the rules around. Well, we changed the rules around, and it was all good, but this year, I told Brother Brian, I said, we got to add something to this. We're going to make it, is everybody all right? We're going to make this gift $100 worth, right? Because if I get stuck with something I don't want, at least it's going to be worth something. Is everybody with me? So we got this thing, we got together, and we made our little thing, and you got to set a limit on it, right? Y'all got to help me now. You got to set a limit on it, because you don't want to show up to the party with a $100 gift and then take home, thank you, a $10 gift. All right? I need somebody to help me. And everybody knows you ain't spent $100 on it because you're cheap and you went out with a coupon and you bought some. So anyhow, we all get together and y'all help me. How many of y'all do these parties? Any of y'all do the little gift exchange and all? There's a limit set on that. Even in the churches, when we used to do it around the church, it'd be like, everybody bring a $5 gift, or everybody bring a $10 gift, or something like that. Why? Because you didn't want to get cheated. Somebody help me. right? Right? Nobody wanted to come and bring something nice and then leave with an altar card and a girl cup. All right? Nobody wanted to do that. So we set some limits because we're not going to spend more than somebody else is going to spend. I got like five people shaking their head at me, and the rest of y'all being quiet like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You're going to set a limit even with your family. There's certain people in your family you're going to buy a nicer gift for. You know why? Nah, you don't love them more. You know they're going to give you a nicer gift. Yeah, that brother that nobody likes, he getting a pencil. Somebody say amen. Right? Getting a mechanical pencil. Don't mind, that thing's high dollar. It's quality. It ain't quality, it's a Bic. Is everybody all right? But there's some people we're going to take care of because they take care of us. And for those that we're not real sure about, then we have to set some limits. I know with my sister and brother-in-law and all that, we get out there and we start buying gifts for the kids. And man, we had to set a limit on how much we were going to spend on the kids. You start getting into nieces and nephews and all this other stuff, it get expensive. So you got to set a limit. Hey, we ain't going to spend but $5 per kid, or we ain't going to spend but a couple dollars for whatever the case may be. You set those limits. Why? Because you want to protect yourself from giving more than what you're going to receive. Let's just be honest with it. Let's just be honest with it. We want to give, and we like the thought of giving as long as we feel like we're getting something in return. But the gift of God is completely different of that. And so I was thinking about the gift, and I was thinking about the first Christmas, Brother Jeremy, and I was thinking about how God set a precedent with a gift, Brother Scott. I was thinking to myself this week, how God set a precedent with a gift. And the gift that he gave shows us, gives us an example of the gift he expects from us. Oh, you know it's true. Y'all finished. See, y'all thought y'all was going to come in here, it's going to be all happy, and we're going to go eat ice cream, but no. God gave a gift, and he doesn't expect anything out of return, but the Bible tells us that it is our reasonable service to give the same gift that he did. I've never equated those two truths. A gift that was given on Christmas and how it relates to a gift that I'm to give in Romans chapter number 12. Let's read and then we'll get into this thing. And the Bible says in Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So as I've already mentioned, God set a precedent, and we want, right, when we're giving gifts, we don't want to feel like we're being cheated, right? So I want to tell you two gifts that God gave us that every one of us can afford to give to somebody else. Two gifts that God gave that every one of us can afford to give. Let's just call it that. Is everybody all right? Now, God gives us many gifts. Y'all help me. There's many gifts. You got spiritual gifts that God gives us. God gives us all kind of gifts throughout the Bible. There is all kind. We got the gift of justification, the gift of righteousness. We got all kind of gifts that God gives us throughout the Bible. The gift of eternal life, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is a gift and it is given to us. And so we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we have all kind of gifts that God give us, but I can't give the Holy Spirit to you. You see what I'm saying? I can't give you spiritual gifts. I can't give you righteousness. I can't give you justification. I can't give you I can't give you those things. I can't give you the gifts that God gives in all aspects, but there's two gifts that I believe that every one of us can afford to give. And the first gift, is everybody ready? Is found right here in Romans chapter number 12, where it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. God set the precedent. Did I not say that? He set the precedent in the first Christmas by giving, listen to this, himself. Oh, wait a minute. But Jesus was born in a manger, and Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God himself, and so he set the precedent. The gift that he gave to us was himself. So it's our reason, right? Come on, y'all. So if we showed up at a party and he gave himself, then what would be the reasonable response to that? To give ourselves. I thought that was pretty good. It is good. I thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So it is good. If he gave himself, he set the precedent of what our gift should be to him. His gift to us was him. You go all the way back in Genesis chapter number 22, and old Isaac said, Daddy, we got the wood, we got the fire. He said, but where is the lamb? And Abraham said, God will provide a lamb himself. Is everybody all right? A lamb himself. The Bible tells in John chapter number 3 and verse number 16, for God so loved the world that he gave. What did he, if you give somebody, what is it? It's a gift. Are y'all getting this? Matter of fact, I think it's in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9 and in verse number 15, we're told that this gift is undescribable. Unspeakable gift is how Paul describes this gift that is given to you and I. He says, I thank God for this unspeakable gift. He said, I can't even describe it. I can't even talk about how great he is. He said, but I thank God for that indescribable gift. It's beyond anything that I could say. Why was he saying that? What gift was he talking about? He was talking about God giving himself to you and I. A sacrifice. The Bible says holy. He was holy. He was without spot, without blemish. We know this. We know that he went to that cross sinless. And God says in Romans chapter number 12, he said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. If God brought his best gift, then we should give our best gift. This ain't about you giving money to the church. This is about this unspeakable gift and us reciprocating that by giving God what he gave us. He gave us himself. We should give him ourselves. Everything that's, oh man, I hope y'all getting this like I got it. But everything that God give us, every characteristic of Jesus is found right here. He was a holy sacrifice, a living sacrifice. Say, but he died, but he ain't dead no more. It's unreal. I've never seen this until I got into my studies. I'm like, this same gift that he requires or he asks of us is what he gave to us. And every single one of us can afford to give it to him. There ain't a person in the building that said, I can't afford to give God me. Listen, honey, you got, I'll go ahead and help you out. You ain't near worth as much as you think you are. So if you, I can't afford to give God all of me. Go ahead. Hey, let me go ahead and help you out with something. God, you're getting a better deal than he is. You get a lot better deal than what he is. All he asks from us, the gift that you and I, every one of us can give this year. Man, come on, y'all. The gift that every one of us can afford to give, every one of us has no excuse not to give, is ourselves. He set the precedent by giving himself. Is everybody all right? There was another gift he gave. Not only to give himself, and I'm done. Michelle, text her. I'm 45 minutes into the service right now. We started late. Jake took too long, and I'm still going to get you out of here early. God gave himself. But you know what else God gave us? Everybody ready for it? We can give it to somebody else. Every one of us can afford it. Not one person in here is lacking in it. We just don't want to give it. It's called grace. Hey, God gave himself, but the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the, somebody, you're going to have two more people know this verse, all right? Put Ephesians 2:8 up there if you will, because they're having a hard time with this, if you will. If you will put up Ephesians chapter number 2 and in verse number 8, I think it'll shed some light on this. And that way everybody can read along with the preacher and everybody will have this thing done. And we'll understand it says, for by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves. Help me right here. It is the gift of God. Oh, I need somebody to help me right here, because that grace that he gives me, it don't have them limits that we like to put on everything else. Man, if God's grace had a limit on it, you and I'd be in hell. If God's grace had a limit on it, none of us, even after salvation, would have made it as long as we have right now. Because if I ain't mistaken, Paul said it like this. It is by the grace of God that I am who I am. Paul said, I can't make it one day without his grace. And so the same grace that God has gifted to us, you and I can gift to somebody else. Oh, and it don't cost us anything. Oh, I need somebody to help me. Oh, preacher, it's hard to give grace. It shouldn't be hard to give grace if it's real easy to receive it. See, if you ain't got no problem receiving grace, then you shouldn't have any problem giving it. God set a precedent. Oh man, this is preaching better than I thought it was. I didn't even have an outline. I ain't wrote nothing down, so this is all just from my studies. But hey, is everybody with me? God gave himself, he set the precedent. God gave his grace, and he set the precedent. It does not run out. He doesn't decide, I'm not going to extend grace to this one, or I'm not going to extend grace to that one. God's grace is available for us all. Matter of fact, I had verses marked in my Bible, but y'all can't take it. But you can go through the Bible and you can see God's grace all through the Bible gifted to man. And yet you and I will sit down to eat with somebody on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, sometime or another with our family over the Christmas holidays, and there'll be somebody in there that we'll look sideways at when they walk in the door. Because they done something wrong to us 14 years ago over something that don't matter anymore, something that don't affect you anymore. And we will hold that. Everybody all right? Y'all done looking bug-eyed. We got to get out of here, all right? But grace, every one of us can get. She's coming to the pen and I'm done. I ain't done because I want to be done, because I can preach right on. But there's two gifts every one of us can give. Every one of us. There's two gifts that you can afford to give this Christmas. The first gift is yourself. The second gift is grace. There's somebody in your life, there's somebody in your family, there's somebody in this church that needs your grace. They don't need your grace to survive. They don't need your grace because a lot of them don't even know that they need your grace. But just you being kind to them, could change their whole Christmas. Every year, I get an envelope. Every year in this envelope, there's a little letter. It says something like this. I'll read you this year. She's getting older. Her words are a lot different than they were to begin with. It says, "Dear Brother Robbie, thank you for all the wonderful sermons where you teach us about Jesus. I am so glad you are our preacher. I couldn't really get you anything for Christmas, but Christmas isn't all about gifts. It is about honoring Jesus. Jesus is our special gift for Christmas. Happy birthday and Merry Christmas." I get my Christmas tree and I get some kind of drawing on it. And every year, I got a drawer with a box in it. I still have all the money she's given me over the years. Maybe one day I can give back to her in a gift when I get to be a part of her wedding. $3 this year, 12 quarters. From a youngin'. Can't afford to give. We didn't set no limits. I've given, but she'll never know what I've given to her or her family. But every year, she's going to give something to the preacher. A youngin' gets it. And so many of us struggle with it. I'm going to read it again. But Christmas isn't all about gifts. It is about honoring Jesus. Jesus is our special gift. I think we ought to get around the altar. God gave us something special. He set a precedent. He gave himself. He gave us grace. The reasonable service he asked from us is our bodies, a living sacrifice. And I believe grace is in Romans 12 too. In verse number 3. "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. I'm in awe, Lord, of your people. I'm in awe, Lord, of your gift. I'm in awe of, Lord, how you love us. The gift that you gave us was from an abundant love for us. You proved that love according to the Bible. But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, proved his love through a gift. The gift that we celebrate the birth of during this time of year. God, may we, as little Miss McKenzie so eloquently put it, honor your special gift by giving ourselves to you, by giving grace to others. God, we love you. Lord, we are thankful, Lord, for a time to gather together and worship you, to be challenged by you, to receive a message. I believe this message is a gift to us. Lord, there's many gifts throughout the Bible. I believe this message is a gift to us to get us where we need to be for this Christmas holiday season. Lord, we love you. God, we're thankful. Lord, for your many gifts and your much love. Lord, I pray that you bless us as we go over tonight with those young people. This little girl wrote me this letter. She'll be over there right in the middle of all of it. Celebrating Christmas. Celebrating Jesus. May we honor you tonight. May we celebrate with them the unspeakable gift that was given to us many years ago that secured eternal salvation on a cross that was so cruel, given through the grace of God. Lord, we love you tonight.